And 6:06, we have a few clouds, 59 degrees in Tulsa, looking for a high today of 72 with a chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The suspects in the Tulsa shooting spree have reportedly confessed to Tulsa police. 19-year-old Jake England is said to have admitted to three of the shootings, while 33-year-old Alvin Watts, two. Now, Tulsa Sheriff Stanley Glanz says the suspects are being held in his jail in isolation and on suicide watch. He says they're isolated from each other and the general inmate population.
One of the things that's never happened in Tulsa County is a killing actually in a jail. I talked to other jurisdictions, and a lot of times they have problems with, you know, homicides actually occurring in a penal institution. And that's never happened here, and so we're trying to ensure that it never does.
Meanwhile, the two suspects in Friday's shootings in North Tulsa are being held on bonds of nearly $10 million each. Both made their initial court appearance yesterday. Our Marshall Stewart was there.
District Attorney Tim Harris says Jake England and Alvin Watts will be formally arraigned next week.
The formal arraignment, after those charges have been reviewed and filed by the Tulsa County District Attorney, will be April 16th.
Harris says it hasn't been decided if the shootings will be treated as a hate crime. England and Watts, who are white, are suspects in what police call random shootings of five people in North Tulsa. All the victims are black. Three of them died. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
And we will go in depth on this story again this morning at 7:35 here on KWGS. Tulsa's McLean High School will get some help to improve its academic results. The State Board of Education approved a partnership in a meeting yesterday in Oklahoma City. Well, they're smiling. At Tulsa City Hall, sales tax figures are up yet again. The city, which lives on a sales tax diet, collected over $18 million last month. That is up some 13% in sales taxes over the same period a year ago. Gasoline is high all across the country, but as is common, prices are lower here in Tulsa. Some of the lowest in the country, in fact, at $3.54 per gallon this morning. And yes, one reason is because we are close to the source. But AAA Oklahoma's Chuck May says another reason is just plain old competition.
Go to other metropolitan areas, Denver or Kansas City or Cincinnati, you don't see a convenience store or a fuel outlet facility every mile like we do here in Tulsa.
He says Tulsa and Oklahoma City have some of the highest rates of gas stations per capita of anywhere in the country. Well, they're picking up the pieces this morning out in Woodward. A strong thunderstorm rolled through the western Oklahoma town late yesterday afternoon, dropping softball-size hail. The hail smashed out car windows and skylights throughout the town. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the legislation is now headed to the State Senate that toughens Oklahoma's sex offender laws. The bill from Kingfisher Representative Mike Sanders tightens regulations on where the offenders can live after they're released from jail.
It does not allow those sex offenders, once they have completed their sentences, to come back home and live with a minor. Too many instances across the state, especially in my district, sex offenders have come back and have moved into homes where there's minor children.
He says the children often become victims, and he says the measure is already passed in the state house. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms possible today. A high of 72. There's a better chance of storms, especially south of Tulsa tonight with a low of 50. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain, cooler with a high of 66. On Thursday, storms will be likely and a high of 67, and Friday, more storms and 72. Right now in Tulsa, a few clouds and 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.